Now, anyone who watched the images of the Boxing Day tsunami back in 2004 was totally gobsmacked by the by what was really the awesome power of nature and the awesome devastation that it unleashed. We all said that at the time this is something which is without precedent. We'd never seen the likes of it before. But now there are two papers this week in the journal Nature, back to back. This is Amy Prendergast, who's from Geoscience Australia, and a second group led by Katrin Manica, who's at Kent State University in Ohio. And they've found evidence that, in fact, this isn't at all without precedent. The tsunamis have happened several times in the past, possibly even three times. And the way they've done this is to go to Sumatra in one case and Thailand in another case. And they have taken core samples, basically just by drilling down through the surface of marshy areas called swales that are back behind the beach of these coastal regions. And if you imagine two ridges which have a U-shaped depression between them, this is where these swales are. And the theory is pretty simple. If you have a big tsunami, it will wash sand and gravel and other deposits over the ridge and deposit it in this swale, in the U-shaped deposit of the marshy area, and it will form a layer there. Over time, this is covered by other debris and material and filled in. And if you take a core sample, you can go back through the timeline and see these layers which correspond to the tsunamis. And because there's organic debris mixed in with that sand and gravel, you can do carbon dating to work out when it happened. And that's exactly what they've done. And they found evidence that there were at least three previous massive tsunamis. There was a fairly modestly sized one in 1907, and the fact that this has a historical record to go with it bears out the fact that this is probably a reasonable way to do this study. But then there are two surprises. There was another tsunami 700 years ago, and another one 1300 years ago. And these were no mean beasts. The waves that were unleashed on Sumatra were about 35 metres high, and the waves that were unleashed on Thailand in these historical cases were about 20 metres high, so absolutely massive and devastating. And the key question the researchers are saying is, well, what about the people that still live on the beaches in these places today? They have to make a decision between having an easy life and a livelihood, living by the sea, or living safely.
Do we have any idea that it's the same cause of all these different tsunamis? Is it the same area of tectonic trouble, if you like, that's whipping up all these problems time and again throughout history?
One suggests that the answer to that is almost certainly yes, because, of course, the geology is pretty much the same. And when we had the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami, this was about a 1,500-kilometre section of fault line underneath the ocean, which had hundreds of years of pent-up stress where the fault was the collision of these two tectonic plates. They were pressing against each other. They weren't giving. They were just storing energy elastically, and then they suddenly went. And this unleashed a huge amount of energy all at once. We think the same thing's probably been happening time and time again, and this certainly lends credence to that, yeah.